right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Wow.
That was good for us.
That was good.
For us?
That was good.
For us? I thought it was good.
For us, it was good.
I thought it was good for us, and I thought it was good.
Guys, how are you?
Honestly, guys, you guys go first. How are you guys?
Wow, that's so nice to hear, guys.
Yeah, that is good to hear, because sometimes you don't know, you know? Sometimes you don't know. How the hell are you? Chris and I are high.
Excuse me.
And look at you doing a face routine. What a treat this is for those of you who get to watch this.
Guys, we're recording virtually.
Yeah.
But sometimes, here's the thing. I do have a very long face routine.
You should teach it to me. I'm so bad at face.
If I do the whole thing, yeah. it's like 9-10 steps.
No.
It's like 9-10 steps. So sometimes, I mean, you know, some days I do different, I'll spice
variations.
It up. I don't do the whole 10 every time.
You couldn't.
There's 10 in the repertoire, and sometimes the whole 10 are done. But then sometimes it'll be a 3, a 4, sometimes a 6, a 7. If I'm, you know, trying to, you're not supposed to use them all every day.
Oh, okay. Like exfoliate. I don't even know skin stuff.
I wash my face with.
Okay.
Okay. So wash my face. Step one.
Okay.
Step with a, you know,
cleanser
specific to your skin type.
Okay.
So I have oily skin, so I use a lot of like acne type products.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So wash my face.
That's step one.
Step two, I ice cube my face.
No, you don't.
I do, until the cubes melted.
What does that help with?
Like puffiness. It's
nice
for you.
In the morning. I've never done this.
So
once
usually
in my
I
life.
I do the routine at night, and then in the morning it's a different. It's just like a quick version.
I'm so impressed.
Then I do the ice, then I do an exfoliator that I leave on, okay?
Okay. For how long?
Well, it's like you leave it on. That's what you just like put it on and that's
okay.
it.
Okay.
It soaks in. It's like a toner, but it's an exfoliant.
Is that what you just did?
No. Okay. I've already done some of the other steps before. I like to take little breaks in between so things can absorb.
Wow.
So sometimes it'll be like a 2-hour routine, but it's because I'm like, I'll go work for a half hour. And then when I go pee, I'm like, oh, let me put on the next step.
You're going to die at what my routine is.
Should I finish mine and then
no,
we'll
you
do
have
yours?
To.
Okay. So exfoliant. Sometimes I use a toner, not always.
Okay,
they say toners are very important, but for me, it's just, I find that it doesn't work well.
I don't even know what a toner is. Okay.
Because I think the exfoliant is the toner that I'm using, okay? And then after that, I use, and this is crazy, but I use, like, you know when you have a touch spot for if you have acne?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like if you have a pimple? Yeah. I use that on my entire face. Because I do break out so easily, and I find if I don't do that,
yeah,
I'll break out.
Yeah, it's preventative.
Okay,
damn.
So I do that. Then I do this, which is like a Vino Pure or something. It's for, what is this one for? Pores. This, like, makes your pores shrink. Okay.
Oh.
Then I do this one. Okay. So this is the, it's for like brown spots.
Oh.
Which I don't have any. Thank you.
Because of that. Wow.
Okay. And then I do moisturizer, of course. But I mix in with it a C15 super booster vitamin C.
Yeah.
Okay, that adds the glow. And then obviously you always end with sunscreen. What do you do?
Even if it's bedtime?
Even if it's bedtime.
You're kidding. Wow.
I mean, do I always do it? No, but they say you're supposed to.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys.
Because it can be from the lights and shit.
Okay, another thing is going on as we speak.
We're almost done.
Oh my God. Okay, what I do, if I'm lucky, I remember to
do. Oh, like, and an under eye cream sometimes.
Oh my God. I don't know what's, yeah. And I have a bunch of products. It's like, I barely take off my makeup. And then recently I've just been putting Vaseline on my forehead.
What?
Because it's like my skin's dry. So I just like, I'm sure it's bad for Brit. I don't even know, but it
on
makes
your
it,
face.
Yeah. Vaseline.
Have we watched Waiting for Guffman? Have you watched Waiting for Guffman?
Yeah.
That's like part of this, like Parker Posey's character is like, yeah, I just do Vaseline right on my face. And Catherine O'Hara is like, sweetheart, no, you can't keep doing that.
Why? Yeah, why?
Because it like clogs your pores so bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you don't break out from it, then do what's good for you.
I mean, you know what I break out from? I've switched my nail type to a shorter nail because having the pointy nails has been bad for me because I'm a picker and I have been like, that's how I break out the most is me picking, like trying to just like.
Let me be very clear. I have terrible skin everywhere except for my face.
Yeah, your face is stunning. I use pimple patches a lot. That I use.
I do like a pimple patch.
I love a pimple patch. Wow. I mean, maybe I'll start, but also sometimes when I use my moisturizers, I just don't like it, or I'll feel my skin get like a little irritated. So then I'm like, well, I don't.
Well, that's how you know it's working. The number of nights I've gone to bed with my face feeling like it's literally on fire.
Maybe I really will never choose discomfort.
It goes away after like an hour. I don't choose it. It's that I know that I've gone too far. Like if I over exfoliate, because yeah. I also, when I wash my face, I use this like silicone vibrating thing.
Oh no.
That like scrubs.
What? Cool. Is it cool?
I do have a passion for skincare, I have to say.
I kind of think that you do. That's cool. I should have a passion for it, but it's just, I haven't gotten into it really.
Well, you have a passion for fashion.
Thank you for saying that. I truly do.
And I don't really.
I love it to death. Yeah, I guess
I like fashion, but I don't like shopping.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what? I went to Reclectic last weekend.
Is that a club?
It's like this big warehouse in Philly that's filled with like, essentially it's filled with like Anthropology, Free People, like Urban Outfitters, like this type of designer designs, but like at such a low cost.
Okay, obsessed.
So you go, but the thing is, it's
anytime I'm getting warehouse prices for non-warehouse items, I'm on board.
Yeah, it's so exciting. But the problem is, like, I stepped inside and it's like I became feral. Like I and not just me. It was like everyone around me is like feral. Like sometimes I was looking through the sweaters, there are just rips and like people are just crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Was it like swamped?
It wasn't. No, it's. I mean. Like someone at the store was like, we're really busy today. And I'm like, maybe for Philly, like in New York, I'm like, you couldn't move. You couldn't breathe. There was like nobody really around. I thought it was like no one was there. It was awesome.
What were you doing in Philly?
My friend for my birthday was like, hey, I'll rent a car and we can go like to any vintage shops or like anywhere you want to go.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was so cool. And this has been on my list for a while. So I was like, would you want to go? And we went and it was so fun.
That is so fun.
Yeah. But I was like, at one point, my friend was on the ground. She was like, we should leave. I was like delirious, like talking to a coat. Like we were like, we need to get out of here. And then you know where we went?
Where?
We went to Chili's.
Wait, I literally was going to say Applebee's. Chili's.
It was Applebee's.
I love a fucking chain.
Let me say.
What'd you get?
Oh my God, I was so excited. So yeah, we were like, we need a chain restaurant. Like there is no doubt in our mind
when I went to New Jersey with Lauren, I was like, we need a fucking chain restaurant, but there was none close enough.
That's upsetting. So the choices we had was between Chili's, Applebee's, and Outback Steakhouse.
Famously, I came out in an Outback Steakhouse.
Absolutely. And I almost went just for that. I was like, oh,
that's my quality chain, though.
And that's more dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, no, because it was like 3:30. I was like, I need either Chili's or Applebee's. And Applebee's was just calling to me. So I was like, let's go to Applebee's. Of course, we both got like fountain soda, which, by the way, when you leave, they give you a to-go cup.
Oh,
it was incredible. I said, we get to take it to go. It was so great.
What did you order for food?
So we split. We were like, let's get apps.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, of course. So we got the nachos.
You get the spin dip.
We got the nachos and then we got boneless chicken wings.
Not what I would have gone with, but.
They were really good though. Ooh,
the
they were
spin
good.
Dip, the Applebee's spinach artichoke dip, I dream about.
I love it. I have gotten it a few times. I guess I wasn't feeling it, maybe because my stomach hurt a little bit from that store and for not eating for like 7 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
well, famously, you probably have low blood sugar because you aren't caring enough about that and you're passing out in public venues.
Okay, you guys, when I went to see Chris and his adorable new puppy, Harper, who we have to talk about, obviously.
Her name is Hazel.
I just watched the Will and Harper documentary.
Do you know that I keep calling her Hester for some reason?
Ooh, Hester. I don't know because why I picture like a...
There's in Silence of the Lambs, one of my like favorite movies. He tells like Hannibal Lecter tells Clarice the name of the person that can lead her to the killer, like who she's searching for in the whole movie.
Yeah.
And he gives her the name Hester Moffat. And he's like, it's very enunciated. And he's like, Hester Moffat. And she's like, Hester Moffat. And it turns out it's like an anagram for whatever. But I think it's because I always repeat that now it's just Hester.
Top of mind. Hester. Oh, but so when I went to go see you, on the way there, I had to take two trains because trains were weird. It was like a Sunday or something. I don't remember. And I was switching trains and all of the sudden I got super dizzy. The way it feels, at least when this happens to me, it feels like I'm watching like subways go by. It's like the room keeps starting to spin and then starting again. And I know when it's happening, like it's happened a little. So it was starting and then I was walking and the train was about to start. So I got scared. I was like, what if I lose my balance and fall into the train? Or like, why can't I get my footing? So I just like ducked down in the corner. Long story short, these two women helped me stand back up once the train was gone and get me, like there was water. Luckily, someone was selling water down there. But when I got to Chris, I was like, I was so scared a little bit the rest of the way. Like I was scared even going back home. I got just really in my head about it.
Oh my God.
I know.
I think it's literally just because of low blood sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I told you the night before I'd eaten a lot of candy, which you said it spikes it when you do that.
I think that like, that's when it can the next day.
Yeah, be hard. Also, my doctor... Because
when it all drops.
Yeah, my doctor has now told me several times my iron is low. And when I went to the chiropractor last week, which was the day before this happened, he non-prompted was like, your iron is really low. I can tell from your face, which I was like, I have low iron face, you guys. So it was already in the back of my mind. And then...
Do you eat meat?
Yeah, I do. But I hadn't eaten like beef. I ate it that night.
Why don't you just take iron pills?
Yeah. Well, I started taking like these prenatal pills, which
you can just get iron. It's like
this has iron in it.
You know, I take vitamin C, vitamin D.
Yeah.
I take like lion's mane now. I take some other thing.
You're just popping vitamins. I have to, I guess. I hadn't. So anyhow, I almost took a tumble. I forgot
What happened that time when you were in Union Square? What was the story?
That,
when you had to sit in a pot.
Yes. That I think was the combination of A, being on mushrooms, so I hadn't really eaten.
Oh.
Like when I started to feel faint, I went and bought a Gatorade and like a some sort of chocolate bar, like candy bar. But then it happened like again. I don't know what's going on. And nobody scare me or tell me that it's bad. Just tell me it's cool and to eat iron or something. But yeah, it's
probably just cancer.
Stop.
I'm kidding. It's not cancer.
It couldn't be. But yeah, it's just, I guess I have to pay attention to it. I know that. I got my blood work done. I'm going to start working with my sister who will help with, I just don't want to take a million pills. Like when I worked with my sister last time, she was like, take these pills before you eat in the morning. Take these pills after you eat. Like it was too much. I can't remember stuff like that.
I think you can. Just make a chart.
Okay, I could make a chart. I don't want that life for me. I don't want to be walking around with a ton of pills. If I have to, I will. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I'm like, since when?
Sorry. I don't know.
Since when aren't you the type of girl that wants to walk around with no drugs?
Well, fun drugs, sure. P.S. I cut my hair. Did you notice?
Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Honestly, we're virtual, so it's out of frame. How I can't see that it's shorter because it's shorter. Out of frame.
It's shorter, and one reason I straightened is because I'm scared to see how short it'll be curly. It's going to be like, it is going to be a bobbier than I thought. But you know what? I said I can't handle that today, but when I do let it dry.
How was the haircut?
You know, it was good. I told the guy, because I got scared last minute, and I was like, let's just cut the dead ends. Thought it would be like 2 or 3 inches. He was like, this is all dead. like he was like, it'll be around like 4 inches
of dead hair.
He was just like, if you really want it to be healthy and bouncy. And I said, bitch, if I'm not here to get bounce, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I was like, do it. But I'm not kidding you. The amount of curls dropping curls, bing, 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 bang, everywhere. I was like, ah!
I wish I had curly hair sometimes.
As I said here with straight hair, I'm like, it really is a catch-22. Like, I can't explain how sometimes I like having curly hair, but like today I was like, wow, I might miss having straight hair a little. I don't know. It's hard.
Listen, the thing about hair, it grows back.
It always grows back. Okay, why don't you
not
tell us...
Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah, not always, but... Absolutely, sometimes. Why don't you tell us about little baby Hazel, the newest member of our family?
Yeah, guys, I got a puppy the day after I talked about not getting one last week.
Well, you talked about not getting one because the vibe was off.
Yes. So I got one. The vibe was on.
Yeah.
But then she was fine the first night, the next night, very sickly.
Yeah.
So long story short, I was back and forth to the vet, and then she ended up being hospitalized.
Oh.
But now she is doing night and day better.
Oh.
It's, you know, so much better. So listen, it was a rough go there. The day what was it? Tuesday? The day that, or Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
In the morning, because I was like, if she's still, she wasn't eating like Saturday or Sunday. So I was like, if she's still not eating on like breakfast Monday morning, I'm going to have to call the vet again because I had gone there on Friday night.
Right.
And then on Monday, they were like, yeah, it's, she did not eat. She literally, I'm like, this dog is dying. Like she could not raise her head off of the.
Oh my God.
And I was like such a worried wreck. And so I took her in at like as soon as they opened.
Yeah.
And literally the vet tech was like, so what's going on? And I just burst into tears.
Yeah.
Like I looked like a psycho.
No, are you kidding? That's the only way I've ever been to a vet.
Like they I'm sure are used to dealing with people that are crying, but I was just like so anxious. And then when they were like, we're going to have to admit her, I could see they were like waiting for me to break down again. It was just a very hard day because I was nervous.
It's so stressful.
And when I was like leaving, because I had to leave her there.
Yeah.
Because they take her up and she was like, why don't you go get a cup of coffee or something? But then she only was there for the one night and I got to pick her up Tuesday, like right before they closed. They kept her like for the whole day.
Ugh. What did they do? Yeah. Just kind of like pump her with IVs and stuff?
I guess. I don't know. Because they like take them to a separate part of the hospital. And they kept referring to her chamber. So I think they put them in like an oxygenated. So she's like in a kennel. Because they said that she was like moving around and eating and stuff. So she must have enough space.
Yeah.
But they were saying it's like, oxygenated or whatever. And then.
Wow.
Yeah, IVs and all of that.
That must have been so hard. It's so hard.
But then the pills, I'm like, they gave, it's like medicine to shoot in her mouth, but then they give her two giant pills. I'm like, she won't eat. How am I supposed to get her to eat a pill?
Yeah.
So I'm like crushing it up, like grounding it up, adding like a couple drops of water and then sucking it up with the syringe and shooting it down her throat, basically.
Good for you.
Which I was doing when she wouldn't eat and it was like she needed to eat to take the medicine. I was like blending food, putting it in a syringe and like mouth feeding it to her. But
wow,
it was a rough couple of days because I'm like, she also was like scared of me because all I was doing was force feeding her and shoving medicine down her mouth.
Oh,
but
she knows.
It's better. So,
oh my God.
I think tonight's like the first time I'm going anywhere.
Oh my God, you haven't even left, I'm sure.
I have not. I've been like,
yeah, just keeping an eye out.
When
pets get sick, it's like, it's just one of the worst things in the entire world.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm feeling happy that everything's good. So
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Complain.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Anyway.
So anyway.
You've been watching anything? What have you been up to?
Yeah, what have I been watching? Well, I did just watch the Will and Harper documentary.
What is that?
The Will Ferrell.
Oh.
Which was really beautiful.
And who?
And Harper, I'm not sure of the last name.
Who? What's it about?
It's about their friendship, and Harper is a trans woman and had just come out and transitioned, and they go on a road trip together.
Oh, wow.
It's really beautiful.
That's something.
It really is something.
I haven't heard about it.
I think it just came out and I knew I wanted to watch it. And then, yesterday I started it and it's really beautiful. I was crying. So
there's a new, there's a new true crime doc I want to watch on Netflix.
What?
It's like, remember 2 years ago, someone broke out of prison in like Alabama.
No.
And it was like with the help of a guard who was like one of the senior guards.
No.
And she was like in love with him. It's about that.
That sounds good. Like, I pray that if I was ever in prison, I could flirt my way out with a guard, you know?
You in prison would be something.
It would be something. I can't tell if I would be really good. Probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not.
How were you at summer camp?
It's not that good. Right.
Yeah.
Would you be good at prison?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That's the thing. It's like I would need a little time to warm up.
I feel like I would take some time to acclimate, probably.
Yeah, me too. And I would ask for privacy and just like some time to myself.
I don't think that that's really how that works.
Yeah. I could see that. So what else am I watching? I don't know. I am obsessed with, have you seen Tell Me Lies?
You told me about this recently.
Sorry, I can't stop talking about it.
No.
Okay. It's just like, I don't know. I'm in a
It's like a high school
hole.
Show, right?
It's about college.
College. How dare I?
Yeah. That's really misquoting. So it is about college and it is just like, it's, I don't know. It's feisty. And it's right now, one of the girls is hooking up with her professor. Well, her professor's husband, which is another thing, but
whoa,
I know, which is such a fun like dynamic. I just like I laugh every time because I'm like I can't even imagine flirting with my professor.
I want to come back in one of my next lives.
Yeah,
I want to be a hot slut.
Me too.
Like just a girl that uses her sexuality like in a very classic TV way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like fun sometimes.
Yeah. Like, hooking up with a professor, I'm like, what a wild ride. And I've heard about it.
Me too. But, like, I would have never, even when I was in college, someone could have been fucking the professor and all the signs could have been there and it never would have crossed my mind.
Me neither. I'm, like, blind to it. Absolutely blind.
I'm like, sex?
I'd be like, with a teacher? Yeah. In college, I'm like, well, not with the professor. He's a teacher.
I remember once in one of my classes, everyone was like passing around this giant water bottle.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, there's literally like a stack of water bottles that you can like take from. And everyone was like, ha, ha. And then I like learned that they were drinking.
Oh.
And I'm like, in class?
Yeah. In class, you guys?
Who wants to be drunk in class?
If you're going to show up, be sober.
Like, I could see being high in class now. Like, yeah, who I am now, I feel like I could take an Adderall, get high, and, like, enjoy a science class.
Crush a class, yeah.
You know, I could get into a social studies, a history, if you will.
Absolutely. Art history. I'm like, put the slides up. Let's go.
Art history, I could not. Art history, I got a D in and I never retook it.
Wow.
Because it was so impossible. Literally, you know, when you start something and you're like, well, it's just never going to click.
Yeah. I mean, I just memorized it. It's not, I don't think and none of it was retained, which is who I am to a T.
Also in that art history class, so I had taken art history at a community college, like during the summer.
Yeah.
And I was driving, it was a night class, and I was driving to the class.
Yeah.
And the roads to get there were closed. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, I can't miss this class. Or I'll like fail. I had already skipped a class. It was a 3-hour class.
Oh
so it was
God.
Once a week. So I'm like, I have to figure out how to get there. So I like go basically get off the highway, like illegally, and go the wrong way up a one way.
No.
And like zip over whatever, get to class. Nobody is there. Except for the professor who's like, how did you get here? Like, class is canceled. All the roads are closed to get on. Like, how did you manage to get here? And I was like, I was already around.
I was already in the neighborhood.
And then I had to, like, wait for hours because I couldn't get off the campus.
Oh, my goodness. That is tragic.
My days in community college, there was a lot of, you know,
hijinks.
Things I think I blocked out. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I feel like college is, that's what I like about the show is like, you forget how traumatizing college is. Like all these things going on and all these like lies you're telling, you know, you really sit in the shame with the characters because you'll see them go through a bad experience or like have a bad hookup. And then they're like, oh my God, it was so fun. And you're
LOL.
Like, And but you just like, you're like, oh my God, we used to do that. Like we used to lie because we were just so scared.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know. I just, there's like a part of me.
I used to pretend to like women, for God's sake. Wait, yeah. Also in my community college class, have I told you this story?
What?
That I had like this old professor, very old.
Okay.
And I think it was like, I don't even remember what the class was, something cool. Cause I remember being like, what a weird, wacky guy. And then also in the class was this guy that I was like in love with, yeah, that I worked with, who also was not out of the closet.
Yeah.
And we like were hanging, whatever. The second class, the teacher like talked for 10 minutes and then was like, and falls over.
No.
And died.
You're kidding.
And died.
No.
We called 911, obviously. There was also this girl in class who was like, Richard, and leaps up to him.
That's the one sleeping with Richard.
And she was, yeah, and she was like 40. And so she was, yeah, like, and Richard was, I'm not kidding, like 80s, late 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
She like, she was shoving his wallet in his mouth because that's what you're like supposed to do so that they don't swallow their tongue.
Oh, what?
But I don't know what was happening because he wasn't moving. And yeah, I mean, campus security got there pretty quick. And then obviously we were like escorted out. And then the next class, it was like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class. This was on a Wednesday. That Friday, there was just a note that class was canceled on the door. Then we got an email over the weekend that we had a new teacher.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so traumatizing.
And we were like, did he die? What happened? And the new teacher was like, I don't know.
They didn't even tell you?
And like, it was, I mean, it seemed as though he had died, but they didn't want to say that we had watched our teacher die.
Yeah.
Well, but I, yeah, wish that they had was something.
Said he was recovering at home then.
That was not what was said.
I know. God, that is really scary.
And you know what, though? In that setting.
Yeah.
It was like another day.
That is I think that you truly are in fight or flight all of college, like just in a trauma zone. That
I also had been.
Yeah.
Because this was community college time. So I was like working full time in customer service at the grocery store, just like getting screamed at all day every day.
Oh, yeah.
So I think my normal was chaotic.
Totally.
And I was drinking constantly.
Yeah.
You know, college is crazy.
College is literally crazy. Like, the amount of shit you do to yourself in college just to, like, stay moving.
Literally.
Stay moving. But it's a rough time. So the show is just bringing me back. And it's just making me feel like a little less. I'm like, yeah, I think it's just hard for everybody. You're just not sure who you are yet.
Yeah, I certainly did not.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I worked in the library.
Cool.
And I worked with this girl. We basically just sat at a desk. And so like we would just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like secretly looking at gay dating sites, obviously.
Yeah.
And I saw this kid that was always in the library on it. Okay. But okay. I didn't have a picture or anything. So he didn't know that I saw him. But he also was not out of the closet. And then my friend was talking about how she had this huge crush on him.
Uh-oh.
And how they were like going to go on a date and stuff. And I didn't know what to do.
I know, that's me. That was me in college.
And I didn't say anything.
Well, what are you going to say? You can't out him.
No, I was probably mean to her because I was jealous.
Yeah. And I mean, she was about to get absolutely just... You know, yeah. She's like, something is off. I don't know if he likes me. It was me. It was probably just me.
Yeah. How many gay guys did you date?
A lot. No, but yeah, I mean, a little.
A few.
Well. And you know what? I've always been an ally.
That's so true.
And I will continue to be an ally.
How's your current dating situation? Last time we talked, you said you were going to date more.
I am, yeah. And I still am. I guess I sort of went on my first, like, date on Tuesday night.
How was it?
Okay, let me tell you about it. First of all, so I started chatting with him at, like, I don't know, 9. And then he was like, do you want to just meet tonight? And a part of me, before you freak out, because a part of me was like, ugh, but I'm like, I'm trying to be spontaneous. I'm trying to have fun. I'm who cares? Like, it doesn't have to be long. And like, and I'm awake. I'm not going to go to bed. I'm like, I'm going to come back before, like, obviously midnight or whatever. I'm like, it's one drink. I'll come back. And it's like, just to check vibes. Like, who cares? And then, unfortunately, like, it was definitely not like a match, you know? He was very nice. I was literally like, I could see us as friends, maybe, like, you know, but I was like, but it's definitely not a match. But I did. That was my first little, you know, trot around.
That is very spontaneous.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. That's a big deal for me.
Yeah, I would never.
It was a big, I know. And I couldn't believe it, but I really am just trying to be a little more like, well, obviously, if I don't want to go, I'm not going to go. But if I'm like, oh, I shouldn't, I'm like, why not go?
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, my reason is just like anxiety. I'm like, no, I need to feel anxious about this for 6 days before
exactly.
I cancel.
Yeah. Where I was like, well, maybe I was like, well, maybe it would be good because like it would be more time if I meet him this other night. Like, I'm like, I could just get it like a vibe check super quick. My friend then did remind me I should have done like FaceTime so that I don't have to leave. And then I can know within like, you know how you know within literally 2 minutes, you're just like, I mean, you know, if you want to meet, you know, yes or no.
It's too bad.
Yeah, but I'm still proud of myself, and it's the first, you know, she's trying stuff.
Yes, she is.
And she will continue, and hopefully I'll get to, you know, a place where I can have fun with it again.
She's beauty, she's grace.
She's Miss United States. Thank you for saying that.
You should go on a date.
Okay, yeah.
Tonight. I'm going to start setting you up on things.
Okay.
Well, I don't know enough straight guys.
Right.
Maybe
I'll make a dating profile. Okay.
I'm going to make a profile of you.
Great.
And I'm just going to do it.
Just
as
have fun.
You.
Absolutely.
And I'll show up with wigs, with a wig on.
That's
and do
perfect.
The first date.
Yeah. Just do like the vibe check so I don't have to be there for that.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a great job for someone?
There, people do that.
They do not wear wigs and pretend to
no,
be someone.
But people will run
I've heard that.
People. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's
imagine going
wild.
On a date and then finding out like that you'd been talking to someone else.
Yeah, because I also feel like, I mean, not that you talk for too long, but if you did, you'd be like, what do you mean? I already told you that.
Sometimes, and I find more often than not,
yeah,
when I've been on dates or like things like dates, I'm like, I've said the same. You've asked me the same question 5 times.
Well, that see, and I'm a very big believer on like I'm not being polite. Like I used to just repeat myself 75 times, and now I'm like, you already asked me that. Did you like?
But then I also, repeat. I won't do that because I've like. It has definitely been like, where are you from?
Me too. I mean, I have the worst memory. Like,
sorry, where are you
sun.
From again?
Yeah.
Right,
you're,
right.
You're
You've told me that.
Single, yes. Okay, good. I wasn't sure, but yeah. I know, I do forget a lot. That is true. Like, when I actually start, like, quote, dating someone, I have a note on my phone where I just write information because of my brain, and I'm just like, I won't remember it unless I have a note that sort of says all my little cheats, you know.
I know I have a friend who has a notebook, like on his notes he has all bartenders at like gay bars he frequents.
Oh.
The, like their names.
And
because he's like
inside joke. Yeah,
basically so that
smart.
He can be like, ha, yeah, so he's like, they
gorgeous.
And also automatically you're like getting better service because they're like, oh, this a regular.
Yeah, exactly. That's so smart. My God.
It totally works. When I worked at the restaurant, when people knew my name, game over.
Game over.
Here's the best seat. Here's a free appetizer.
Yeah. See, that's so fun. I gotta start doing that too.
And when I was the manager, it would be the best because then I could just not even talk to them and have it sent to the table, and they'd be like, "This
and
is
that's so elite
on the house."
That's
and then I'd like
so
wink from where I was.
Oh, what a move!
I was good at it.
What a move! Yeah, no. So I haven't had like a good date or anything. But I feel it. I feel it on the horizon. I'm all about. I'm just trying to have fun. No pressure. That's me.
Yeah, totally.
I think so.
That's totally you. Are you watching Housewives?
I'm not. I haven't seen Salt Lake. Is that what you're going to say?
It is good. You're going to hate some people, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a mess. It's a mess.
It's a mess.
Well, there's one girl who's really rich. She's 38. Her husband's 65. She's new.
Perfect.
Her name's Bronwyn. And like the first episode, she wears a $15,000. It's just like a big heart, it looks like. And it's a $15,000. Like, her husband was CEO of Palm Pilot. Remember Palm Pilots?
Yeah, of course I remember Palm Pilots. He sold it or whatever.
He was CEO, so I don't know. Oh. And now he is something else. But
wow, I guess Palm Pilot paid well in the day.
I would also assume.
They really had their heyday, but then they did have a pretty big fall, I would think.
He does something with hedge funds now, so.
I love that for him.
Wealth.
Honestly, wealth is so, it's so exciting to see, you know?
I love when people are wealthy.
Me too. Time of my life. Like, if I'm watching a show, I'm like, well, I don't want to watch poor people.
LOL, that's so fucked up.
Well, it's because it's my life. I'm like, I'd like an escape.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
It was a practical joke.
A joke. Absolutely a joke. Everyone knows what a joke is. How's your dating? How's dating?
Non-existent.
We got to have a flirty night together. Chris will never do that.
Where? No, it's not that I'll never do that. You just make things up. Where are we going for a flirty night together that has single, straight, and gay people?
Icon.
We're going to have a flirty night together, please.
Hey. At Icon?
We're watching too much Tell Me Lies. That's not how it goes.
That's not how it goes.
We'll be at a bar. Nobody will speak to what we'll speak to only each other. And then be like, should we smoke and then say we have to go?
Yeah. Although I do think that, like, I don't know, actually. I don't know how flirty nights. I think actually the best flirty nights are when you don't plan, which is why like you can't plan, but like I don't know how to not plan. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, we're in our 30s. So I think a lot of planned nights are, I think a lot of flirty nights for people our age are planned, or it's with their significant others at home.
Yeah, and that's stunning.
You know?
Yeah, I love that.
Maybe I'll go to your karaoke night and whoever you're attracted to will know is gay, and then I'll have a flirty time with them.
And I love that. I would love that. I'm like, you should hook up with the guy from karaoke.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Do you forget the whole time that we've talked about this?
I know. That you're not, you know, and that's okay.
What, that I wasn't attracted to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been a layup, though.
I don't know that it could have. He seemed kind of disdainful of our table in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said, oof, that's a lot of pattern.
I know, which is a absolutely wild thing to say, but.
And then you're like, Chris, you should flirt with him. He's being so flirty.
I don't know. I actually realized, like, I'm actually not a very good flirt. I only am a good flirt when I'm not either. Like, when green lights are, like, blaring.
I'll think I'm flirting. And then people will be like, what do you mean he's married? We were flirting. And people were, no, you weren't. I'm like, if a guy talks to me for longer than, like, 4 minutes when there's other options of people to talk to, he wants me.
He must. Yeah, he wants you.
I'm like, why would you waste your time speaking to me if you didn't want to know what I taste like?
Me. Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. Yeah, until the green lights are going, I'm sort of like, we don't know. I don't know if the vibes are. I'm like, I have no idea what he's thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. So not the best for us.
Well, you know, but you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
If you know any single people, send them our way, you know?
Honestly, send them our way.
Either of us. It doesn't matter.
No, truly. Either. Doesn't matter.
I think that's a great call to action to end on.
I think let's end with a call to action. What is smoother than that?
What is smoother than that, I'll say, is to go to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. Oh. And until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.